your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What a wild week for your team last week with two games going into overtime and one an impressive 80-78 win at Elon Hannon. Elon, its first loss at home this season, but then a great comeback, but then lose a heartbreaker to Northeastern 81-77. Just talk about the two games last week.
Yeah, I think we got better last week. Finished up being 1-1, both overtime games, and in overtime games, it's one possession here or there that probably cost you the game, and that happened. We had the possessions that we needed to win at Elon, and then we didn't convert the possessions that we needed to win here at home against Northeastern. But it's a similar type deal, I was telling our guys, we just can't expect to win. Elon was undefeated at home on the year. We went in and played well and got the win. We come back home, and Northeastern does the same thing to us. They come into our building and beat us in overtime. So you never know what's going to happen in league play, no matter what league you're in. But I think we did get better, gained a little confidence, and, it always helps to get over the hump and win those close games, because we lost quite a few close ones previously this season.
That's what I was going to ask you. After some of the struggles that you had in non-conference, are you pleased the way your team battled? Because not only did you get the win at Elon, but you made quite a comeback to force overtime in that Northeastern game. Do you feel like your team's continuing to grow and improve?
Yeah, they are, and we've had to use a lot of combination of lineups. We've had different people foul out every game. We had Marcus Bryan and Jordan Talley, two of our starters, foul out against Northeastern. Devontae only played 6 minutes in the first half because he had two fouls. Some other guys got some minutes throughout the course of the non-conference, which I think really helped them develop and be confident that they could come in to any type of situation, whether we're down 7 with 3 minutes to go or up 7 with 3 minutes to go. We faced everything so far this season, and most of the guys have been involved, especially our two freshmen. So they feel comfortable being in the game. Jeffrey Gary played the last 2 minutes of regulation and all of overtime at the point guard, and got us some good looks. We didn't make any, and we had a couple turnovers just due to the pressure of Northeastern. They do a nice job defending with their length and jamming down. So, we didn't finish the way we wanted to, but, I think we are getting better.
We're here with UNCW head coach C.B. McGrath. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Tremendous week last week for your sophomore Jalen Forns, 20 points in the game at Elon and 24 against Northeastern, and a remarkable 9-12 from three over those two games. He was a guy who a year ago saw limited action and with that senior laden team, but just talk about how his game has grown and what you see as his potential down the road.
Yeah, Jalen has a lot of potential. I think maybe the light bulb clicked on when he started making some shots, because, he expects more out of himself. We expect a lot out of him than he's shown, even though he's averaging double digits. But, he can be a bigger piece of our offense and a more consistent piece. And obviously last week he showed that, shooting 75% from three. I told our team all the time, you can't depend on making shots every night. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Your effort has to be consistent, and he had consistent effort on the defensive end as well, which we've really been looking for, and he got a lot of minutes. It's like a lot of guys on our team, they weren't huge pieces last year other than Devontae and Jordan Talley, probably for the most part. And so the three or four guys that came back, are getting more minutes, and I think they're starting to feel comfortable with their role and comfortable just playing college basketball games. When you don't get to play that much and you're not that vital, you sometimes, mentally aren't as ready. And I think now every night they come in, they're more mentally ready to compete for however long they're going to compete. And usually it's got to be 40 minutes.
Another one of those guys who probably falls in that category as far as role players who are seeing their roles increase is Marcus Bryan, who came up with that big game-winning bucket at Elon and also had 11 rebounds in that game, and then had a solid effort in the Northeastern game. As one of your seniors and with the change in coaching staff and all that, what's his role been, and what have you seen out of him?
Marcus is just dependable. He's always in the right place at the right time. Sometimes he's a couple inches too short and doesn't get the rebound, but he does a great job boxing out. you can only do so much, but he drew a big charge in the Northeastern game, and then he made a basket to put us up 4 in overtime with about, I don't know, 3 minutes to go, and then picked up his 5th foul on the other end. So he was out of the game, and that really hurt us because we do play small quite a bit, but usually when we play small, Jordan Talley's in the game. He does a nice job of attacking downhill in our small lineup. Jeffrey Gary's not as effective right now attacking downhill, so we have to run a lot of our normal half-court sets when Jeffrey's the point guard. And when Marcus fouled out, we couldn't go to our normal lineup with Devontae and Marcus. So that did really hurt us, you know, but in saying that, it shouldn't hurt us defensively. And Northeastern made the shot. They had to. They made 2 threes at the end of the shot clock in overtime that really, really were the difference in the game. But Marcus has been solid for us, and that's what we expect every night. We know he's going to be there, and he's going to make a play at some point, whether it's offense or defensively.
Another tough test for your team on Thursday night is you travel down to the preseason league favorite in Charleston, who's also undefeated at home. As you've started to prepare for the Cougars, what impresses you about them?
Well, you know, they have all that experience coming back. 5 returning starters from a team that was pretty darn successful last year. You know, they had their battles with UNCW's teams, 3 times and in the conference championship. But, you know, they're 3-3. They're not happy. You know, we're 2-4. We're not happy. So, you know, we're both going to go in there with the same mindset that it's an important game. You know, obviously they're at home, and usually when you're at home, you feel a little more comfortable. But we won our last road game, so our guys remember that, and we're going to go in there and compete and do what we got to do to try and stay in that game.
As you've watched on film, obviously they have the preseason player of the year and a senior point guard in Joe Chile. What has impressed you about him as you've watched him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around for so long. You know, he's confident. He's experienced. You know, he does everything for him. He gets them in their stuff. He competes. You know, he makes shots. He makes plays. So, you know, there's nothing unimpressive about him, really. I mean, that's why he's preseason player of the year. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that he does. And, you know, we know that. And some of our guys, you know, Jordan Talley's been here for 4 years, so he knows quite a bit about Joe, and then they've had their battles and those kind of things. So we're going to get ready to play everybody. You know, they got a great starting lineup and some other guys that can do some things, so we know it's not a one-man show, which a lot of these league teams aren't a one-man show, and you got to prepare to play Charleston and play your best.
All right, CB, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.